Folks, I try to remain impartial about what I do here, and, you know, for the most part, that's pretty easy. I have a nice job, a good gig. All I do is come here and I talk about the Mario movie every week, and things are nice. But, you know, recently I've been doing some introspection and some extrospection, actually. I've come to one formidable but inevitable conclusion. There's a conspiracy afoot.
Let's go!
Welcome, welcome to Plumber Bummer. I'm your host, Natalie McKnight, and every week I watch and review the 1993 live-action Super Mario Brothers starring Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. At this point, I've said that sentence so many times that I'm not actively aware of, like, what the words that I'm saying are. The syllables just kind of roll off the tongue like they've been sitting there for years, because at this point, it feels like they have. If you're new here, hey, welcome in. And if you're returning, hi, welcome back. It's great to see you again. Folks, this one's exciting. We have some breaking news about the new upcoming Mario movie, and it... Oh, wait. No, sorry. No, sorry, I'm getting word right now. There is no breaking news. In fact, there has been no news at all for weeks now. Listen, I set Google alerts for the two most important men in my life, Chris Pratt and Mario. These Google alerts were a great idea. They've kept me updated in the past couple weeks. If you listened last week, you heard me talk about the Charlie Day interview where he talked about it. I got that one from a Google alert. It was a great time. They have, in fact, kept my finger on the pulse of the public. But alas, recently, there is no news to be had. All right, and now I get it. The movie, this upcoming Chris Pratt Mario movie, it drops in about 9 months. You could grow a whole baby in that time. If you got started right away. The press cycle has yet to fully kick in. Production is probably, you know, it's underway right now. It's probably still in the early animation stages, if they've even wrapped voice recording. Maybe there's just no news. I get it. I understand. But folks, Papa's hungry. Couldn't they just throw us a bone? Just a wee little scrap from the table. You know, nothing big. Maybe just, like, a selfie of one of the actors, like, walking out of the recording studio. Like, just recorded Super Mario, LOL, XD, hashtag fame, hashtag Mario. Maybe just a producer confirming that Mario's hat will, in fact, be red. That's a question on everyone's minds. I know I've asked it several times. What's the color of Mario's outfit? We don't know. There's no news. I need something. I need anything. And it's not like we're gonna get any news from Super Mario Brothers 1993. The movie's almost 30 years old. It came out almost 30 years ago. It's over. Kaput. Zippo. You know, the world has moved on to this shiny, fresh, new Chris Pratt toy. The upcoming Chris Pratt Mario movie is Tickle Me Elmo. And we are the parents ravenously brawling in the Toys R Us on Black Friday. If you'll recall, March 10th was a few weeks ago. It's Mario Day for the uninitiated. I received a deluge of email alerts speculating that Mario fans might be in for a real treat this Mario Day as they await a sneak peek of the upcoming Chris Pratt Mario movie. Nothing. Absolutely nada. No trailer, no teaser, not even a rough screenshot of the character designs or a photo of Pratt in the recording booth. Guys, I got blueballed about the fucking Mario movie. Even the Garfield well has run dry. I mean, there's been no news about Pratt Cat since its initial announcement. I don't know what's happening, and it's hard to say for sure. And I don't want to believe it. I don't want what I'm about to say to be true. But with all of the evidence stacked up like this, you have to assume that it's not that there is a lack of news, but there's an unwillingness to share it. You know, you have to assume that some higher up at Nintendo or Illumination, or maybe even Chris Pratt himself, has a vendetta against people looking for this information. People who, perhaps, run podcasts where they watch the live-action 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie every week, of which there is one, and it's me. I'm kidding, of course, but talking about the same movie every week gets really, really hard, especially when you're doing it all by yourself, when you don't have someone to bounce ideas off of and banter with. Trying to come up with topics that are new and fresh and exciting and listenable gets very, very difficult. I have deleted multiple episodes because I record them all the way through, and then I think, yeah, that one sucks. As such, this episode, which I understand is on the shorter end, but it's very important, it's going to serve twofold as both a plea and as an announcement. So we'll start with the plea first. Hey God, it's me, Natalie. If you could, can you throw down some intel from on high about this Mario movie? Anything helps. Even if it's just an audio clip of Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong or something. I don't know. I'd like to hear it. Even Chris Pratt news would be nice. I never thought I'd ask for it, but here I am, hat in hand, on my knees. Love you, big man. Thanks. Amen. That joke is funny because I grew up Catholic. Let's move on to the announcements, of which there are two. I'm working on more guest episodes of the show, which is super exciting and I'm thrilled about. Last week, my very good friend and professional costumer, Grace Gasper, was on the show, and she talked with me about the costumes of Super Mario Brothers. If for whatever reason you haven't listened to it yet, you should absolutely go check it out. It was a really fun time. I'm really grateful to Grace for coming on the show. So yeah, I'm looking to do more of those in the future. They really help not only like lighten the load in terms of how much I have to speak, but also it's fun to have another person here that I can subject to this terrible movie that I watch all the time. if you have anyone that you would like to be on the show specifically, you could tweet at me at BummerPod on Twitter, or you could tweet at them, I guess. I'm not going to condone that. I don't want anything taken too far and traced back to me. I'm trying to, you know, I'm washing my hands of the whole affair Pontius Pilate style. I grew up Catholic. but I think it would be interesting if we started perhaps a little movement on the internet. I know that can happen. I don't know how to do it. So if anyone knows, get in touch with me, maybe. We'll work it out. I'll have my people call your people. I'm also, the second announcement is that I'm looking at doing some episodes. Folks, make sure you're sitting down for this one. Hold on to your hats. Keep your socks on. I'm looking at doing some episodes that are not about Super Mario Brothers. Guys, I know. Listen, there are a lot of video game movies to watch and review. It is a whole genre of untapped content that the 93 SMB pretty much single-handedly launched. And I have not seen a lot of the greats. I haven't seen the Mortal Kombat movies. I've not seen most of the Resident Evil movies. The new Uncharted just came out. I didn't see that. I've not seen Detective Pikachu from 2018 or the Sonic movie from 2020. And there's, of course, the Sonic sequel coming out next month. I'm really interested in watching and discussing them. I think that they would be a good time. And, you know, not the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie. And I'm willing to watch two movies in a week if it means that I can, I don't know, wax poetic about Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu or whatever. So if you have a movie that you would like me to watch and review, please let me know. Folks, I'm flying by the seat of my pants on this one. I've never done this before. This is, believe it or not, my first podcast. I know. I seem so pro. But I am looking forward to these, you know, slight changes in the format of the show. I hope you are too. It's going to be a wild and fun journey that we all go on. And also, some guests every now and again. I'm very excited about that part. If you've been listening to the show before, you may recall that every week I give you a non-Mario movie recommendation so that you can know and judge my movie taste. That one also rolls off the tongue. I've said it too many times. This week, the movie that I'm going to recommend to you is a controversial one, apparently. But it's one that I really loved. And that is the new Disney Pixar movie, Turning Red, I don't know why people don't like it. There's been a whole stink on like Twitter about it. I don't get it. It's a banger. The story's a banger. Setting's a banger. Animation's a banger. The soundtrack's amazing. I put several of the songs on like my personal playlist because they're just good songs that are catchy and well sung, and Jordan Fisher does them. And I love that man. If you've not seen Turning Red and you're looking for a really heartwarming story about generational trauma and a mother-daughter relationship and trying to grow up in, you know, the early 2000s or really anytime, I really recommend Turning Red. It's a beautiful film. Demi Shi did a great job. I just adored it. And the more people that can watch this movie and see it for the art that it is, the happier I will be. I also want to break the mold of this a little bit to recommend a couple shows. I just finished Bridgerton season 2, which is bad. You should judge me for that one. It's not high art. I mean, neither is Super Mario Brothers, I guess. It was good, and I very thoroughly enjoyed it, and I watched the whole thing in like 3 days. You should absolutely go watch Bridgerton season 2. It's beautiful trash. And I got so invested. But the other series that I wanted to recommend is Our Flag Means Death, which is the new show from Taika Waititi and Reese Darby Starr. They're great. Oh, gosh, I love them. But it's kind of a farcical comedy about pirates. If you like What We Do in the Shadows, it's kind of a similar style of comedy. Taika Waititi's a genius. It's a banger. I've not finished that one yet. But I'm really enjoying it so far, and I wanted to plug it because I've not seen that many people talk about it. Folks, thank you for listening. I know this episode was on the shorter side, but it was really important that I put one out this week and let you know what's going to happen to the future of the show. If you want to tweet at me and yell at me about making longer episodes, you can do that at BummerPod. You can also email me at PlumberBummerPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to everyone who's emailed so far. It really means a lot. I love seeing them. They make my day. If you love the show and you want a way to support us directly, you can go to our Ko-Fi, which is ko-fi.com/PlumberBummer. That's ko-fi.com/PlumberBummer. You can also set up a monthly donation using the support link at the bottom of the show notes. Anything you can give helps, and I'm really grateful for all the people who have chosen to support the show so far. If you like the show, but you can't support directly, but you still want a way to support us, you can tell your friends about us. Every time you tell a friend, who then tells a friend, who then tells a friend, the show grows a little bigger and reaches more people. What I'm trying to do is create a pyramid scheme of Super Mario podcasts. It's free. You give no money. To mention the show to a friend who perhaps loves video game movies and wants to hear me talk about them. I don't know, maybe. You can also rate and review us on iTunes, which pleases the great algorithm and gets our show to a couple more people. That's going to be it for me this week. Sorry for the lack of news. You can take that one directly to Nintendo, I guess. But as Mario would say, Wahoo!
Let's go! Nighty-nighty.